Welcome back to Girl Meets Show, the relationships podcast for people in a relationship with TV. I'm Jordan.
I'm Taylor. We get to talk about the long-awaited Black Mirror Season 6 today. But first, TV news. What are you going to teach us today, Jordan?
Class? The first thing, and this actually was announced a while ago, but I wanted to give it, I don't remember if we ever talked about it in our news before, but I had a realization this week about it that made me it more on my radar. But the book Red, White, and Royal Blue is going to be a movie on Prime, and I've heard of the book before. It's coming out August 11th, and it is a love story between, like, the son of the American president and, like, a prince of England or something. And why I'm excited is because the American one is played by that himbo from Minx, that really, really hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that is that guy. And it made me all the more excited because I loved him. I thought he was so hot and funny in Minx.
He was. So. And I'm so excited for him to be, like, the star of a show.
Yes.
And the people to know him. Because he's, like, it's so interesting because I've already seen so much content about him. Like,
Yes.
He's already
a star.
And
he looks hotter than ever.
Yeah, they're both so hot.
Yeah, they are. But I was like, oh my gosh, that's our friend, kind of, even though I can't remember.
We founded him.
We made that man who he is, even though the show got canceled, so we didn't do enough of a good job, but it got saved. But now
we got him a job.
Yeah, now he's going to be a star and very excited.
Yeah, I can't wait. Some of the new season of Bridgerton, like, sneak peek photos were released. And wow, am I happy because Penelope's hair looks good.
Finally, she gets to be pretty. But finally.
Like, why wait till now? I don't know, but just thanking Shonda for letting that happen. I always blame stuff on Shonda when it comes to the show.
Well, we have no other names to blame, you know?
Shonda is a group of people. It's not a person, really.
Yeah. she's like a business entity unto herself. It's still so lame that is going to be her love interest, that loser. And there was one picture in one of those pictures. He doesn't look ugly or anything. He just looks kind of like a glow up too. Yeah. I saw a lot of, like, comments and responses and stuff on Twitter of people were like, yes, we love her, but the last time we saw him, he was saying how, like, repulsed he was by her, and it's just like, it just sucks. Like, how are they gonna turn this around for all of us? Because we all basically hate him, so
I feel like that's the Bridgerton plot, though. It's this guy you hate, and then you end up loving him and drooling for him by episode 9 or 10.
It's so true. I hope that if they can get me to drool over him, like, kind of the lamest Bridgerton, then I'll have to just give them a standing ovation in my living room.
In your living room? 10 minutes.
Submit this to Cannes, yeah. I'll time my standing ovation. My last piece of news is that Velma, the Mindy Kaling's Scooby-Doo cartoon, was renewed for season 2 at Max.
Interesting.
Which is very interesting because of everyone hated it. But, you know, that means they were talking about it. I actually did start it because, as you know, I do like cartoons. But it was kind of just like boring and I lost interest. But I wasn't like,
this is the worst thing revolted. I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I just kind of was like, I'm not really feeling this.
Interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they make changes and people love season 2.
Mm-hmm. Knowing Mindy, I feel like she'll just dig in on what everyone hates just out of spite, but...
Oh, that's true also. I was bored by my last piece of news, so I'm done.
Wait, I actually, I made a stupid mistake, even though, because I just mentioned Minx, and I do also have a bookmark that it the next season is returning on July 21st on Stars.
That if anyone has a Stars account that wants to sponsor us, let us know.
Do it for art, for culture.
Has your Netflix made you do like the primary household thing yet?
Yeah, I did get kicked off of my formerly generous friend's account. It's not her fault. It is not her fault. But Netflix did force me out, and now I had to get my own because I had to watch I Think You Should Leave, you know?
You're such a big girl.
Well, I what's the loophole?
I mean, you can pay $7 a month, I think.
Yeah, it's true. I just didn't want a deal. I just did it myself.
Mine hasn't done it yet, knock on wood. So I'm like confused if like the rollout is just like happening like slowly. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how it works because I've yet to be affected.
I wonder if it is like by... They're doing it by like region or something, you know?
Yeah, or like or something. The person you were sharing with lives in Texas, so it was like pretty easy to see mm-hmm. that you're not in the same household. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. Like, because the thing is, I could have seen if I could jump onto my parents or something, but I don't know if they're borrowing someone else's. I would eventually just get kicked off of it anyway or pay the whatever. I was just like, yeah, you know, it's just so annoying. Which is what they're hoping everyone does. And I
mean, and it worked. It. I saw that they had like a ton of signups and you were one of them.
Mm-hmm. Which is so annoying because congratulations, you got us, you know?
Yeah.
It's really dumb. I'm mad that I did that kind of, but whatever.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I bet and you now, instead transitioning of us- right now and I jinxed it, so.
It literally is.
No, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Oh, I thought I was like, why are you watching TV while we record?
Oh yeah, I'm just watching Netflix while recording.
Well, I was like, are you opening it up to remember the names of the Black Mirror episodes when you could just look at IMDb or something?
No, but I was my really... TV is on, so you are probably seeing like the lighting changing on my I face. Did... So
yes.
That's
I did.
So funny.
But it is funny, like, wow, the lengths I'll go to like justify whatever decision you're currently making.
No, remember.
No,
this
she
is
probably
the-
needs to have Netflix up on her TV while we record.
This is what I'm calling dumb girl summer. I am going to zero lengths to prove that anything I'm saying is right or true. So
Oh, that'll be fun for me. You just make stuff up, make up facts, and I'm just here like,
maybe. You can correct me. I'm just not going to correct you.
Oh, actually, that's fun. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's a win for everyone.
I can make up whatever I want. Perfect.
Black Mirror Season 6. We have been long awaiting. Here's how it's going to go. I just made an executive decision. Let's talk about the season as a whole. And then let's go episode by episode with spoiler-y talk. And when we get to episode 3, we will do our top 3.
Love it. Very logical. For logical girl summer.
It's still in me. I can't help myself. Okay, how did you feel about Black Mirror Season 6 as a whole? And by a whole, I mean 5 episodes.
Right. Okay. For the most part, I thought I enjoyed watching them. But I think, like the rest of the world, it didn't feel like I was watching a Black Mirror season because it was, except for like maybe 1-2 episodes, it was really a stretch to like see where they were following the the basic prompt of the whole series, which is technology, period. It's like pretty much technology, you know? And so it was really, it's really loose in most of these episodes that it has anything to do with technology.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. I had a pretty good time watching these, but every single episode left me, not every single episode, most of the episodes left me feeling like, and like, it's, if they want to do this kind of stuff, maybe they should just be releasing movies whenever they want and not putting it under the guise of like this TV series titled Black Mirror, because right now there seems like there's not really a theme at all. And like, maybe you could say that they're just now like kind of social commentary on the culture as a whole, but like, that is too broad, and like, I need at least a little bit of a theme when I'm like going in to watch something, because not knowing, like, for me, for example, I saved the very last one of this season to watch by myself at like 2 a.m. and I was like, wait, this is like a scary-ish kind of movie. And same with, I did the same exact thing with episode 2, and it was like, I was home alone, and I was like,
that would be very creepy.
Yeah, like, that I need to know that like this is actually going to be a scary movie.
Yeah, totally. I feel like the magic of Black Mirror is typically it leaves you feeling icky and unsettled, but it's not like jumpy suspense horror usually.
Yes, exactly.
It's like existential horror. It's not like,
it's like
literally a serial killer is gonna jump out and murder you.
Yes.
Or something.
It's like, I need to throw away my phone into a lake right now kind of thing.
Yeah. I saw a tweet. Two tweets come to mind that I saw, actually, because everyone was pretty much talking about this. I feel like a lot of these same points, because everyone was kind of like, wait, what? Did I actually just watch Black Mirror, or did I just watch American Horror Story? Someone compared it
to interesting.
That, which felt... That rang true. It felt like good American Horror Story from, And another person said, does Charlie Brooker even want to make Black Mirror anymore? And it is kind of like, you know, if you're the king of Black Mirror, which is like well respected, you know, from over the years, if you wanted to make other things, we would watch it, you know? Like, it's like exactly what you just said. It doesn't necessarily need the Black Mirror label if it's not going to be about technology ruining or bettering lives kind of thing.
No, because they'll say like, brought to you by the creator of Black Mirror, and people will be all over it.
Exactly.
My last thought is just that I like watching Black Mirror because I like to see how different people envision the future. Like, I think it's really interesting and like fun to see how the future can be shown visually in like a TV show. And like most of these episodes were actually happened in the past. So like that didn't really happen at all.
That's such a good point.
So that also, I felt like I was lacking there.
Yeah. I think this is jumping ahead, but I feel like, in my opinion, the one that fit the most into the Black Mirror prompt was episode 3. And because that was literally about like a technology that we don't actually have in real life and affecting human lives, you know, like how does that kind of affect human beings? But that was still set in the past, but it worked because it was like almost an alternate past where this is like a technology that they were using in like the 60s or whatever that was set, you know?
Yeah. I would argue that episode 1 was still pretty Black Mirror-y as well, because it was like technology that we actually have right now, and like things we're dealing with right now, but leveled up and like kind of the consequences of that, of what we're handling right now, but in like 10 years.
Yeah. I can totally see that. When episode 1 and 3 are like the only ones that I think you actually could argue were about technology.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really funny. 2, 4, and 5. I think, I don't know, 5, literally nothing to do with technology.
Literally, my only note, maybe we're going backwards here, but like my only note in number 5 was, not sure what this is saying, but I really like the lead.
And I loved the demon guy.
Yes, I love both of them.
But my only note was, a talisman is not technology. Literally, like an ancient symbol rock that is the least technological thing in the world. It was so bizarre.
And like, anyway, the other ones, I felt like had some sort of takeaway-ish. And that one, I didn't. Other than like, let's just blow the world up.
They just like wanted, they wanted to tell like that entertaining story, and there was literally nothing to do with, like, there's literally nothing to do with technology. The way that I think, yeah, because like Maisie Day, I mean, like fame and paparazzi, that's not technology though, but that's like kind of like modern. Maybe if that were set in now and they could have at least brought in social media, but it was literally set in the 2000s when that wasn't really a thing yet. So like,
yeah, it was like when Britney Spears was kind of coming into pop culture, paparazzi fame era.
It was literally like physical magazine tabloids, which is like not technology at all. Like, no. A camera is not technology enough, unless they had like some kind of futuristic camera that could like do something else.
But no, it was a regular ass camera.
No, like old school. Definitely getting way ahead of ourselves. Our plan was to go episode by episode, but that was still kind of that was tying into our overall feelings. So that was still relevant.
Okay, great. Let's go back to episode 1, Jonah's Awful.
Okay.
How did you feel about this one?
I thought it was very fun. And I thought, too, that it still had a creepy factor, because it was creepy to imagine if this was happening to me. Which, Black Mirror is fun because a lot of the things in past seasons is like, wow, what would I do if this were happening to me? Because it's like you're saying, they're using Netflix. I use Netflix all the time now that I have to have my own profile or whatever. And so it's like, wow, imagine if you were scrolling Netflix and there literally was a show about you. And I've actually
seen... The people would be bored as hell. Oh,
it would be honestly hilarious, because it would be the worst show in the world. But I've seen a lot of tweets actually saying that this is like the worst episode of TV they've ever seen. This is the worst... Like, it's their least favorite Black Mirror episode they've ever seen. And I was like, well, I thought it was, like, well-acted, interesting. The meta-ness was very funny. The cast was completely bonkers. And so I enjoyed myself. I was surprised to see that people are, like, loathing this episode.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, too. I didn't loathe it either. I did find it a little bit cheesy, but I thought that the casting was so fun, and it was, like, so stacked, and they were just, like, cameo after cameo, that it was just like, oh, I'm having, like, a good time. But, like, it is kind of weird to feel that when you're, like, sitting down to watch New Black Mirror, and this to be the first episode, to, like, be like, oh, I'm having a good time. And then
setting the tone.
Yeah. And then for me, like, I was having a good time until like
Michael Sarah
shows up. And then things just really
that was weird.
Took a weird turn. And then I was like, huh? I just hated that ending. But I was fine and enjoying the everything leading up to that. But after that, I was like, I don't understand.
You wouldn't say it was the worst episode of TV you've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely not.
What? A tweet I literally saw today that had that went that like had viral levels of likes. And so I was like, wow, am I nuts? I will say nothing will ever be as cheesy as the Miley Cyrus Ashley O Black Mirror episode. That gave us the best song ever written, to be fair. But that was like watching a Disney show to me. Not even because of Miley, but because it was like so cheesy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe that is like anything will feel less cheesy than that to me, maybe, or something, because that was like kind of, I felt kind of embarrassed for them when I watched that.
I saw something that someone said, and they were saying like, do we have this, like, do we romanticize and make Black Mirror kind of seem like it's better than it actually is because they go so long without putting any episodes that we kind of put them on a pedestal, and then we watch them and then we're like, oh, it's just like a regular TV show that's like regular. And mm-hmm. I kind of
such a good point.
I kind of think that is what happens here. Because it's true, like almost every season since Netflix has been putting it out, they are duds. I don't even think episode one is classified as one of these. But I think we all just have hyped this show up so much and make it into this thing that maybe it isn't. And so people are weirdly critical, even if it's not deserved.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think it's the Netflix of it all, too. It does seem like the pre-Netflix ones it seems like they're kind of unbeatable and like nothing will ever top those, mm-hmm. kind of. Even though there have been some, I think like San Junipero, for example, is like considered for sure in the top five, maybe best ever Black Mirror episode, you know?
Yeah.
And that was a Netflix one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like they may never win. But I also think that a lot of the criticism, like we've been saying, like, okay, you can't just make them about anything. Like, you need to stick to that prompt of, in your creative writing prompt, of something to do with technology. So, yeah, I get that episode one was maybe got it off to a overly lighthearted start.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But at least it was, like, relevant to Black Mirror.
Yes. You know? It did not feel out of place.
I think I'm a Jonah's awful apologist, but yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good.
Moving on to episode two, which did not have to do with anything with technology. My interpretation was that Locke Henry had to do with like the true crime obsessions and how that can hurt people. And
specifically Netflix, because remember how everyone was talking about the Jeffrey Dahmer of it all,
mm-hmm.
and how exploitive that was. And so it's funny that like episodes one and two were like kind of directly insulting Netflix, which was hilarious.
Truly hilarious. And I wish Netflix was called Streamberry. Streamberry is better than Max.
It is. It totally is. Oh, it's a way better name.
I actually liked episode two. I like horror movies, and so I thought this was fun, and I enjoy like an hour long little horror film, and
mm-hmm.
I also love harpsichord, and thought she did great.
She was awesome. I thought this was great. I feel like I'd heard such bad things about the season and episode one and two, and I was like, I'm having a good time. I'm liking this. Even though literally my main note for Locke Henry was, I really liked it, but is the tech representation like that they had to digitize their tapes for their documentary? Because that's barely relevant to this. But the story was like, it was haunting and so creepy, and I was watching between my fingers when they like went into the house,
yeah,
you know, because I was sure something was gonna jump out at mm-hmm. me. It was scary.
Yeah, and I wasn't really sure where the story was going, which I appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, I know you're in Dumb Girl Summer, but you also are queen of catching a plot twist a mile away. So did you predict the ending? I for sure did not.
No, I didn't. I was kind of involved. I was kind of thinking that maybe, I'm calling her Harper, but just because that's how I know her. I was thinking that maybe Harper's mm-hmm. boyfriend was going to be like somehow involved.
Yeah.
But the mom was a little sketchy. I can see
that. For sure.
But yeah.
But yeah, it was unpredictable, which was really fun.
Yeah, so it was.
Good horror movie. Confused how it's Black Mirror, but.
Yes.
It was good. That's why it's confusing this season overall. I actually thought the majority of these were good pieces of content.
Yes.
It's just they make no sense to be called Black Mirror.
Yeah. Episode 3, Beyond the Sea. I was so excited that Josh Hartnett was in a show. I had no idea he was going to be in this. And I like had to see him for like 3 scenes to really believe my eyes. Because I wanted to be sure before wow. I looked it up and was shook that it was. I had just in the last few years, I watched Virgin Suicides. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. And was like, oh, I forgot how much I love him. And then I kind of forgot. And then I watched this. And I was like, oh, I forgot how much I love him. And then I was looking up his IMDb and I was like, oh, he's actually been in like, I was like, oh, he came out of acting hiding for this Black Mirror episode. But he actually has quite a bit on his IMDb. They're just stuff I don't intake.
Well, but it's still like he's still kind of like subtle yeah. in his career, you know, like he hasn't been all up in our grills. And also he like looked better than ever.
He looked amazing.
Beautiful. So just like a beautiful, beautiful man.
Yeah.
This one I ended up loving it. I thought it was really good. I felt almost like the end of this one, I think, haunted me more than even episode 2. Because it was like, I didn't really predict. I thought I could predict where it was going, and then it took a different turn. It was a slow burn, though. Like, it was actually, it was hard for me to kind of focus at the beginning. There's a lot of, it was, like, very kind of quiet. And the whole thing isn't subdued. Like, there's multiple murder scenes. But, including by a Culkin.
I was going to say, featuring a Culkin.
The other Culkin. but I ended up really, really loving this and was like very on edge and loved all the performances. I thought Aaron Paul and Kate Mara were really good. I mean, Aaron Paul had to do so much too, playing 2 roles
mm-hmm.
basically. And yeah, I thought this was very compelling and scary and good.
Was this your favorite one?
I think by default, yes, because I felt like the most emotionally tied to it, and it's the best representation of the technology. Like, I really, really liked episode 2 also.
Yeah.
But I think this one was better because it is so Black Mirror fitting.
Yeah. It really reminded me of Don't Worry, Darling. Like, it seemed like very similar technology, which kind of threw
that
me off.
That is so wild. Were they, like, kicking themselves when Don't Worry, Darling came out?
Probably. They're like, Olivia Wilde got to this first!
Well, Don't Worry, Darling would have been better if it were a Black Mirror episode, maybe. Just, like, shorter,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Would have been
Could have really taken some cuts.
Yes.
Yeah, this one, I like, kind of knew where it was going the whole time. I wasn't expecting the murders in the end, but So even though I knew what was going to happen, I was still interested in it. And I would probably say that was my favorite of the 5.
Yeah, I was like assuming it would have been too obvious, but I was like, okay, he's going to like kill Aaron Paul and take over his life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what he actually does, I was like, oh my, and now you're just stuck up in space together.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, it was wild. And then the like when Aaron Paul comes back and is just like sitting with him at that table, I was like, oh my goodness. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, I was kind of intrigued, like, what's the story of like how they even got into that and who's up there and like who's their boss?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to know.
Yeah. I feel like Black Mirror, to me, I mean, they're basically like short stories, you know, like they never really tie. There's never a two-parter, you know, like we don't, that's all the context we ever get. And this one really was good like that, I think, where I did leave with so many questions, but I didn't, nothing that that made the plot not make sense, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Intermission for our top three.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yay. good, because episode four is...
give us a little breather before we have to discuss episode four.
Yeah.
Okay, who are TV characters that you would want to do a body swap similar to Aaron Paul and Josh Hartnett in this episode?
My number three, I want Drew from Search Party, which is now the third episode in a row that we've mentioned him, by the way.
Drew P.
I want him in Roman Roy's body. Because he's so, like, weird and shy, kind of, and, yeah, like, more awkward, and it would be just, like, hilarious to see Roman acting more like that.
I love that. My number three is... I said I want Roger Sterling to body swap with Kendall Roy. Same with the Roy family.
Wow.
Well,
I could have done only a Succession one, I feel,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, we could have.
You know? They have such strong personalities. That is really smart.
I just wanted to see someone who, like, runs a successful-ish business but can still, like, hang with the Roy family and maybe, totally, like, tell them what's up. I would find really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Logan, it would make Logan like Kendall a lot more.
Yeah, truly.
This is one of the top threes where, like, I, like, dumped some stuff in my notes and then, like, forgot about it. And so I'm remembering now as I read them. I want Nathan Fielder in Jeff Probst's body to host Survivor.
That so would be stupid. Amazing. Just for one episode, even.
Yeah, like... It would just be a very, very different vibe.
I'd love it. Also, I just want Nathan Fielder to host almost every single reality TV show for one day. Like, The Bachelor, please. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, my first thought, I didn't know if this was, like, I was like, this is kind of weird, like, identity things. But it would be funny if he were in RuPaul's body hosting RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm.
That would also be very wild.
Especially... Like, RuPaul is, like, basically a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm, you know? And, like, Nathan is a different kind of comedian. So, just, like, the comedy styles,
couldn't be more different,
clashing alone would be very, very funny.
This one's also kind of random. I said Joe Goldberg switching bodies with Mark Scout, a.k.a. Adam Scott's character from Severance, which I didn't know his name was Mark Scout until I looked it up on IMDb.
Wow, yeah.
But I was like, oh, Joe Goldberg.
I was
Goldberg.
Expecting that to be, like, a show I'd never seen. Because I was like, who?
Yeah, I had to provide context.
Oh.
But I was like, then he could just, like, kill everyone in a sly way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is such a good idea to, like, put a murderer... into, like, any other show. Like, interesting dynamic and very just turn everything into, like, a murder story. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. It would also be funny to see Adam Scott, like, have to talk like Joe. It's, like, so, like, dramatic. My number one, I said Wednesday Adams in Emily in Paris's body.
Oh my gosh, a perfect combo.
I mean, Netflix should really do, like, some kind of crossover episode like that, I think.
They should. That would be amazing.
Funny.
I said, for my number one, Coach Taylor body swapping with Don Draper to show Betty what a good husband could be like.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That also reminds me of something I kept thinking during this episode of Black Mirror, where I was like, wow, she doesn't know how hot the real guy is. Like, Betty would not even realize that is, like, one hot guy inside of another hot guy.
It I mean, is Aaron very Paul interesting to think about.
Is hot, too. Josh Hartnett just looks like a supermodel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still.
Okay. On to episode four, Maisie Day. unfortunately featuring our girl Zazie. How did you feel about this one?
Well, I thought it was a mess. But you know what? Is it a Black Mirror season if there's not one that is just like, huh? Like a mess. They honestly like had me for a while, even though I was still searching for where the technology was. But the second it became a freaking werewolf story, I was just like, this is an odd choice for this.
While you were talking, I was thinking, like, is this episode actually meant to be kind of like meta, where like she's a paparazzi person looking for this hidden actress, and we are the paparazzi looking for the technology in the Black Mirror episode?
Wow, they're good. We're all searching for something. I mean, you were more of a twihard as you call yourselves, right? Because I was like, was this Muse song, which I'm pretty sure was on the Twilight soundtrack,
yeah,
was that intentional?
I didn't even realize that, but probably. That's so funny.
So weird.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. Especially the werewolf of it all, I was like, no. Like, once it turned into, like, yeah, completely, like, this is not even believable, and I'm just, like, so confused. Mm-hmm. It was a no for me. I did think that the actress that was missing was Alicia Vikander, and...
Whoa, yeah. Twins.
So that was surprising to see that it wasn't.
Yeah, it was weird because I was like, okay, are they gonna, like, expose... Is there something that, like, she's in this, really kind of rehab facility that's, like, evil or something? And then, like, there's just too much going on. You have the paparazzi life, and then you have an actress who does a hit and run. Oh, she happens to hit and run a werewolf who bites her. That is so weird.
See, and I didn't even put that together.
Oh, that the person she hit was the one who bit her?
Yeah.
You thought she already was a werewolf?
No, I thought that... don't even know what I thought.
A separate werewolf?
I thought maybe she was in some sort of car accident and it turned her into a werewolf. I didn't think about the hows, the whys. I was not paying attention, clearly. That's how out of it I was for this one.
Well, if it were better, it would have held your attention better. So that's on them.
That is on them. Okay, on to the last one, Demon 79. How did you feel about this one?
I would say similarly to episode 2, I really enjoyed the show,
mm-hmm,
had fun watching it, and also had creepy things going on in it, you know, dark, great casting, but the one that had the least technology in the whole show.
Yes. Yeah, I was like very confused, not sure what to take from this, but I had a good time. I thought the story was interesting and like thought-provoking, and mm-hmm, yeah, like I already said, the leads were great. I really enjoyed both of them, and mm-hmm, I forgot that the lead guy is from I May Destroy You. I just barely realized that
was him.
Yes.
Wow.
Kwame.
He looked so different.
Yeah, he
with
looked
the hair, like the whole outfit
and the nails.
But he was amazing. So that totally makes sense because he was. I was making friendship bracelets, so I was not on my phone looking at IMDb. But I should have known that I knew him from somewhere because he was so good in this.
Yeah, he was just
so
like
funny,
enchanting,
amazing. I loved how. I actually did love how it ended. I loved that she went off to oblivion. I was like, well, that'll be fun. That sounds actually nice.
And like the world is blowing up anyway, so why not?
Literally. So yeah, I thought it was really fun.
I'm kind of surprised this one has only a 6.9 rating on IMDb.
You know, that went down from last night, actually. I think it was like a 7.5 last night when I saw it.
Oh, interesting.
People are mad, I guess.
They really are. The Black Mirror Nation is out.
They truly are. And like, I get it, but I think that one, okay, if I'm looking at all these and they're all like mid sevens except for Maisie Day, which rightfully has a 5.3 right now, I guess. I feel like Demon 79 should also be in a mid seven.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Beyond the Sea should be higher, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
I think that's everything as far as Black Mirror season 6 goes. We said it all. Mm-hmm. Who's your crush of the week?
I'm going to give it to Aaron Paul.
Great.
I thought he was amazing. I just love when someone has to play two parts and that you can tell which character they're playing, even though they're the same person, like physically. I thought he was amazing in it.
Yeah.
I loved that episode.
He did great and looked great. It was funny. He always looked way hotter in his spacesuit than he did in his like old timey outfits.
Totally. I loved the orange jumpsuit was, yeah. Like, I was like, wow, yeah, they look cool.
Well, I'm going to give it to Josh Hartnett. I already went goo goo gaga over him, but
he deserves.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Breathtaking. Like, he really was the kind of like beautiful man that you kind of gasp, mm-hmm, when he's there on screen.
Especially when he had amazing. That beard. Wow. Loved it.
Oh, see, I preferred the clean shaven because you could see his little dimples.
Well, there you go.
So many different types of Josh Hartnett to look at.
In one episode. All right. Well, there you have it. The highs and lows of Black Mirror season 6. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.